5571. Come see the gun doctor.
There's a hard moon rising on the streets tonight. There's a reckless feeling in your heart as you head.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final half hour of hour number two here on this Wednesday, April 30th, 2025 edition. If Governor Gretchen Whitmer holds a special election, folks, to fill the vacancy in the 35th State Senate District, and I believe a Republican candidate would win that seat, the State Senate would be in gridlock, 19 Republicans to 19 Democrats. Under our state constitution, the lieutenant governor, Garland Gilchrist, would be the president of the Senate on any tied votes and would come in and break the tie. The budget, I believe, is going to be one of those situations if she holds that special election and fills that seat before October 1st. If she doesn't, it is going to absolutely, absolutely change the remainder of Governor Gretchen Whitmer's governorship. She's not going to get anything passed unless she agrees to a quid pro quo and endorses Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist to be the next governor to replace her, going against her previous statements that she was not going to endorse any of the Democratic candidates. If I'm Garland Gilchrist, she holds that special election, the Republican wins the seat, it's 19-19 gridlock. Okay, Governor, I'm the tie-breaking vote for anything you and the Democrats want past the last, basically, year and a half of your governorship. Well, maybe she doesn't want him to be the next governor. Maybe she's not willing to go against what she said previously. So one of the things you have to look at, one of the things you have to look at is what is this budget going to end up being for fiscal year 2026? We already know, according to House rules, Friday's deadline that was put out by Speaker Matt Hall now has $4 billion in pork barrel spending, earmarks, special money for state representatives, state senators, to be able to go back to their district and say, look what I did for you. This is the money I brought back to our district. Well, one of the stories coming out now, after the governor put forward her proposal, after the Republicans said, we're not ready to send out a proposal just yet, but to be proactive, to be preemptive of us not passing a budget before midnight on September 30th, we're going to pass a $20 billion continuing resolution that will keep open the state government, pay its bills, and fund roads, prisons, and schools. Well, the Senate now is getting closer to putting out their proposal. Senate spends about $600 million more on education than what was proposed by the governor, Gretchen Whitmer. A K-12 school aid fund budget that wipes away the $1.3 billion in one-time spending items in favor of more support services, infrastructure money for poor school districts moved out of a Senate subcommittee yesterday afternoon along party line votes. Again, who controls the Senate? The Democrats. Who's the chair of the Senate Appropriations Committee? Sarah Anthony, Senator Democrat from Lansing. Well, the free school lunch breakfast program continues under their Senate Bill 166. Without majority Democrats needing to crack open its rainy day fund, subcommittee chair Darren Calamari, Democrat from Trenton, stressed that if federal government cuts back the $916 million it puts into the program, all bets are off. Because that's what basically Donald Trump is proposing to do to the state of Michigan. He's doing it to across the entire country. He's doing it to every single state. Well, earlier in the day, Calamari, along with the chair, Sarah Anthony, and other senators, held a press conference that stressed its commitment to education while claiming the Republicans' priorities are somewhere else. Senate Education Committee Chair Dana Polhanki, Communist Democrat from Livonia, said, "Overall, we're investing more money into our public schools instead of gutting them." While Republicans and President in Washington are doing what they're doing, right here in Lansing, we are focused on saving our public education system. We are not interested in slashing public education system in the name of so-called government efficiency. We stand here today unified, saying, "Not on our watch," said Polhanki. Well, on the Republican side, State Senator Thomas Albert of Lowell, the panel's lone Republican, voted no on the budget, claiming it was simply more of the same. "This budget doesn't hold teachers and school officials accountable, and it does not provide any transparency. I'm voting no." Well, the Senate version coming out of their committee, $21.8 billion, which is $600 million more than what the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, recommended for this fiscal year 2026 budget. Both the Senate and the governor support giving school districts $10,000 per pupil. But the Senate is requiring districts to use 50% of their $400 per pupil increase on increasing teacher salaries. State Senate Democrats also want a 25%, which is $258 million, increase in the special pool set up for at-risk school districts. Well, the governor only proposed $42.3 million more. What the at-risk money school districts could use would be up to 30% of their money to reduce class sizes, especially kindergarten through third grade. Well, to that end, the Senate put together a new $65 million grant program designed specifically to reduce class sizes, grades, kindergarten through third grade. Other changes the Senate Democrats came up to versus what the governor was proposing: $350 million in grants for roofing, heating and cooling improvements for school buildings. $85 million for a competitive grant program for new or expanded career and technical education programs. 15 million more for school libraries. Lowering the number of days a district could hold classes online from 15 down to 7. Most of the time, those online classes are held during snow days. The school building shut down. The kids can go online and do their work from home. Going back to basically China virus days. Lastly, funding cyber schools at 80% of what traditional schools are receiving, which is the same amount the governor proposed. Well, the budget was applauded in separate press releases from the K-12 Alliance and the Michigan Alliance for Student Opportunity. They put out a press statement saying, Michigan students are our future. And this budget reflects the responsibility we have to provide them with safe, supportive, and high-quality education they deserve. By investing in mental health resources, modernizing our school facilities and buildings, and helping students focus on school through free school meals, we are setting up for every child to be successful here in the state of Michigan, said State Senator Camilleri. So basically, state senators, Democrat-controlled, want to spend $600 million more than even what the governor was proposing. Well, just so you know, folks, coming up this coming Tuesday, May 6th, you need to find out if you're having a millage, school district millage in your township, in your area. We're having five of them here in Antrim County. Central Lake wants to spend $15 million improving their roof and HVAC systems and security doors. You need to find out whether you need to be voting next Tuesday, May 6th. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Folks out there that own firearms are looking to buy a new or used gun or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. So the budget spending proposals coming out of the House, coming out of the Senate, the governor basically just reinforces what I believe. There's no way they're going to come up with a budget reconciled in the House and the Senate, able to be sent to the governor before September 30th at midnight. They're for sure not going to have one done before July 1st, which has been standard practice for the last few years. It's not going to happen this year. Especially if the Republicans stay strong on cutting, reducing the size of government here in the state of Michigan. Cut the spending. Eliminate certain funds that the governor wants. Create a long-term road funding formula to, for once and for all, fix the roads in the state of Michigan. Hold this governor accountable to her campaign slogan she ran on in 2018 and 2022. Governor, you promised that if we elected you governor, you would fix, quote, the damn roads, your favorite word. But you haven't done it. And we're not going to accept your 45 cents a gallon increase in fuel taxes. It's not going to happen. We are not and cannot afford 45 cents a gallon increase in gasoline and diesel in the state of Michigan. Sorry, Governor, not going to happen. You are going to have to work with the Republicans in the House to convince the state Senate, which is controlled by one Democrat state senator, to vote for what the Republicans passed. Pure and simple. Why? Why do you have to do that, Governor? Why do you state Senate Democrats have to do that? Because that's what we demand of the new majority that we gave to the Republicans when we voted November 5th, 2024, making Matt Hall Speaker of the House. Pure and simple. Fix the damn roads once and for all without raising taxes. Find the money. Shift the money. Defund some of Governor Gretchen Whitmer's economic funds that she wants to use to bring economic development to the state of Michigan. Stop funding it. It's not in our Constitution, and it's not working. You guys have been wasting hundreds of millions of dollars for years. Michigan Economic Development Corporation, the SOAR Fund, Make in Michigan Fund. You've got all these funds that this governor's created that has wasted hundreds of millions of our taxpayer dollars. Corporate income tax needs to be shifted. Every penny paid at the pump needs to go into fixing the roads, period. If that creates a gap or cuts funds from the school aid fund, so be it. We demand better roads. We demand that you do it without raising taxes. That's what we expect from the new Republican majority in Lansing, pure and simple. And I got a message for the Republican state senators. You're only one seat away from gridlock. Where are you guys at calling out this governor, Gretchen Whitmer, who has not called for a special election to replace that 35th state senate district's senator? DeMoose, where are you? Where are all you Republican state senators totally quiet on this issue? Why? You should be out on the steps of the Capitol with bullhorns holding press conferences demanding that the governor hold this special election. Where are you people in the 35th state senate district? You don't have a state senator right now. You guys should be screaming from the rooftops, we want a state senator, and we want it now. What do we want? State senator. When do we want it? Now. You guys should be holding protest rallies on the steps of the Capitol in front of the governor's mansion. Hold this governor accountable to you having representation in the state senate. You got to do this. She holds a special election. The Republican wins. Now we have gridlock. Who gets to control the gavel in the state senate chamber? You've got a Michigan Republican Party chairman, Jim Runset, a Republican senator that would work his butt off to win that seat for the Republicans. I guarantee it. Force her to do it. I can tell you one thing. If I didn't have a state senator right now, I'd be down there pounding on her desk, calling for a special election. I'd get a few of my 9 listeners to join me, and we would go down there demanding it. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your